This is New England Public Radio News. For years, tourists have traveled to the Berkshires seeking a quiet refuge or an infusion of the arts. And Berkshire residents have always rented out rooms in their homes as a way to boost their income. But now, some innkeepers and bed and breakfast owners say their room rentals are down because of competition from Airbnbs. Although Massachusetts recently passed a law governing short-term rentals, it's not clear yet whether it will make a difference. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
Decades ago, tourists visiting the Berkshires could get the name of a resident who had a room to rent by word of mouth or from visitor information kiosks. Today, it's mostly done online, even for the most historic inns.
And we are going to be in the library today. Watch the step there.
Lenox innkeeper Tom Johnson leads the way into a grand room with a huge fireplace and windows looking out on pristine snow.
This was added on. This is the new part of the house added on in the late 1800s.
2 years ago, Johnson and his wife left their corporate jobs and bought the Birchwood Inn. Things went well at first. They raised room rates a bit. Their numbers improved slightly over the previous owners.
But then last year was just abysmal.
Abysmal, Johnson says, because of competition, like a new Marriott hotel and Airbnbs.
If it was two Airbnbs, that wouldn't be competition. There's over 140, 150 or more Airbnbs operating in this area. So yeah, that's competition now.
Last year in Berkshire County, 1,200 Airbnb hosts welcomed more than 60,000 guests. Stephen Filmus has hosted more than 200 in the past couple of years in his home in Great Barrington.
They have a great view outside of the sunrise, and they have a full bathroom. Brand new.
And some nice paintings.
Thank you. Those are my paintings.
Besides being a host, the 71-year-old is an artist. He taught at Pittsfield High School before building this house, which includes an art studio.
I really needed the space and wanted to invest in something that would support me in my old age. And the Airbnb is what's helping me keep it.
When you're in the house, it's the outside coming in because there's glass everywhere.
That's Eileen Lawler, Filmus's life partner. Through Airbnb, she also rents her entire house in Monterey.
It's really peaceful.
7 years ago, Lawler was injured on the job and can no longer work full-time.
This pays my mortgage, helps me upkeep the property and actually increase the value of the property, and it's been a lifesaver.
In the past 4 years, Lawler has hosted 488 people from 11 countries. She says as hosts, she and Filmus are advocates for the area, telling guests about dance, music, and art events, just as people in the Berkshires have always done.
If they had a garage space or a spare bedroom, they would offer it to the summer people, and that short-term rental has been part of the economy for 50, 60, 70 years, perhaps. So Airbnb is just the newest version of that.
And a lucrative version. In Great Barrington alone last year, Airbnb hosts earned $1.4 million through the site, and in Beckett, $300,000. That's a lot of competition for traditional B&Bs.
If you look straight through that woods, you will find a bridge, and that connects our whole trail system.
That's Linda Bacon pointing out 200 acres in Beckett that hug the Canterbury Farm Bed and Breakfast, which she and her husband opened more than 3 decades ago. She says it's drawn lots of visitors from New York, Boston, and Connecticut.
For 30 years, that trend had been moving up and increasing our room occupancy. But then all of a sudden, it started going in the other direction.
2 years ago, Bacon noticed a significant drop in business, which she mostly attributes to nearby Airbnbs. Bacon says she went to her town select board and said if motels and bed and breakfasts like hers have to be licensed and get yearly health inspections, short-term rentals should too.
Making an even playing field for Airbnbs and B&Bs and motels, I think would actually have a better experience for people who come to stay.
That didn't go anywhere. But a new Massachusetts law may make things more fair. It requires short-term hosts to charge state room tax, obtain liability insurance for $1 million, and register with the state.
I don't think it solves all of the problem.
That's Jeffrey Lynch, who represents 10 B&Bs and Inns in Lenox. The new state law gives municipalities some options. They can impose a local tax and can require health and safety inspections. But Lynch says it doesn't clarify the type of inspections that are allowed.
Do they still use a standard for a single-family residential home? Or is it now a commercial enterprise where then they have to look at a commercial use? It may trigger sprinkler systems. It may trigger Americans with Disability Act requirements.
Airbnb has its own questions about the state law.
My middle name is Lee, which is named after my mother's hometown, so the Berkshires is very familiar to me.
That's Andrew Lee Kallick of Airbnb. He's concerned about a requirement for a public registry of short-term rentals, including the name of the street and the city or town.
Their registry information, their name and their home address, is online for everyone to see. And that doesn't serve any public purpose. It violates their privacy.
But he won't comment on whether Airbnb plans to sue the state. In Beckett, after watching her occupancy rates drop, Linda Bacon decided, if you can't beat them, join them.
Last year, I decided to go right along with it and actually signed up as an Airbnb.
But not exclusively. She still advertises on her own website. Airbnb has not made a big difference in her bookings. So her new strategy? Go back to the old Berkshire way of talking up her place in person to employees at places like Jacob's Pillow in hopes they'll spread the word to dancers, students, and tourists alike. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.